Okay, we are on the Pehemet Beis. The Pehemet Beis, and we're up to Itmar. About a third of the way down, maybe a little less than a third of the way down. Itmar, two dots, right across in Tysus V'Hub. Itmar, but they come in nice and low. In front of how many people do you have to give the get and say before they nechtav? Now, we're not talking about giving a get in Eretz Yisrael. All you need is two Adam to watch the transfer of the get. Here you need to say before the nechtam, before the nechtam. People have to be there when you say before the nechtam, before the nechtam. So Dr. Gemara, Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Chanina. It's a machloikus, Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Chanina. Charam Rabbi Bifnei Shnayim, the Charam Rabbi Bifnei Shlosha. One says only two have to be there, besides the agent and the woman. And one says there has to be three people there. Now we haven't explained the reason of the argument yet. But we're going to try. Tistayim, we want to prove that Rabbi Yechon who's Amr B'Snei Shnayim. We want to prove that Rabbi Yechon is the one that says in front of two. How do we prove that? The Ravim Barav Chizda, I see Gita L'Kamei to Rabbi Yechon. Ravim Barav Chizda brought a get to Rabbi Yechon. The Amalei, and Rabbi Yechon said, still have the Ba'api Trey, give the get to the woman in front of two people. So this person who was Rabbi Barav Chizda brought a get from Chutz Lawrence. He went to Rabbi Yechon and he said, what do I do? So Rabbi Yechon said, there, and in front of them you say, b'fananachtam. So Tisayim, that basically proves that Rabbi Yechon is the one that says two is adequate and you don't need three. However, we don't know reasons behind it. All we know is the fact. Rabbi Yechon said, you only need two, and we have a proof, the story. Rabbi Yechon has said, you only need two. That's as good of a proof as you can get. Zuck to Gemara. But we got to blame the Baal Kamifugi. Now we're going to try to explain why two and why three. Zuck to Gemara, the man dama b'fnei shnayim, k'sarvel v'shem b'kiyin l'shma. The one that says all you need two is because he holds the reason is l'shma. And I'm going to explain this in a second. Let me explain. The halacha of Lishma is an Isser question, a Davishab Arabic question. You don't need Bezin for a Davishab Arabic. Two Adam testify, they're believed. They don't need a halacha of Adus in Bezin. Right? We believe the Shliach as if two Adam told us it's Lishma. If two Adam would come and say it's Lishma, they don't have to go to a Bezin and say Lishma. They can tell the woman, listen, this gets Lishma. We can testify. We heard him say Lishma. We were there. This is Lishma. There's two Adam watching the transfer to get. And that's good enough. You don't need a Bethan. Right? We don't need a Bethan by Isser. When your wife tells you it's kosher, she doesn't have to say it in front of Bethan. We believe the two Adam in front of Adam Bethan. So this one Shliach that's believed also doesn't need a Bethan. A Rekim Storis is validation of signatures, needs a Bezin to validate signatures. Now, I don't know what quality Bezin. Can it be any three people in the street? I don't know. But there has to be somebody sitting there, a Bezin sitting there to validate signatures. So if you hold the problem as Lishma, all you need is two people. If you hold the problem as Eidim between Lekaimai, then you would need three people. That's how the Gemara wants to understand the Machlokes. There's holes in that. As the Gemara will show in a moment, a number of holes. But again, the Havamina of the Gemara is that the Machloikas, whether you need two or three, depends on the reason of Bifananechtim. Is it because of Lishma? Or is it because of Ein Eidim Metzuyin L'Kaimai? That's the Machloikas. I said, there's holes in this argument. But the Gemara is going to get to it.
We're not bringing Rabba and Rabba now.
At this point, not yet.
Yes, I'm saying. That's why I didn't...
But we are learning the Gemara.
Yeah, but the question is, I thought that when you say something, the reason behind it when we started originally was more, you're fearful that when you say something, you don't want to be slugged up later.
So two Adam is good enough for that. You are saying it in front of two Adam.
Why? I say something.
You don't want to lie in front of two people.
I also don't want to lie in front of one person.
again, two people is more chomer.
Right, and I don't want to.
Again, two people is more chomer.
Originally, what was the Gemara
saying? Again, the Gemara said that on Dav Gimel Amud Aleph.
Did it say because you don't want to be
the Gemara said that you're very careful because you know you have to say it in front of two or three.
And really, I should ask then.
So rewind the tape and ask it then. Obviously, the Gemara is saying that people are concerned in front of two. This is not a kasha that Abraham is based. This is a kasha you should have asked enough Gimel Amud Aleph.
But at least I'm asking now.
I'm very happy, and the answer is obvious, that people are careful when they have to say it in front of two people. How do you know that people aren't careful in front of two people? You're making an assumption and asking a question.
No, but I'm saying, but in front of one person,
they're not as scared, correct.
This
word
against mine.
That Gemara in Gimel Amud Aleph was under the assumption of Kedim Shalamdu, right?
Yeah, we're not after Shalamdu, Kedim Shalamdu. The Gemara quoted this Gemara. The Gemara wanted to say that Shluchim are careful. The reason they're careful is because they have to say it in front of two or three people. Therefore, they're more careful. We trust them more than a regular Eid Echad.
About Lishma or
about everything. The Gemara said it on both. The Gemara said it two times. Avraham Cohen has a question. Why were people careful in front of two Eidim? I don't know. They're careful.
What was my question?
Why are people careful if they have to go in front of two? Any more than one.
Oh, right, any more than one.
Okay. I guess people are more careful. So the Gemara wanted to prove again, the Gemara wants to prove, that Rabbi Yechanan is the one that said two. And we want to now say, Lema Bahakim Ifli, the Man Dhammer Bibnish Naim Tsavar Vishay Begin Lishma. The Man Dhammer Bibnish Lishik Tsavar Vishay Nadim Matsuin Likaiman. Zuck the Gemara, we got two problems. Number one is we just had a Machloik Yishu Bishua Belevi and Rabbi Yechanan at the beginning of the page, where the person brought a get from Babel, sorry, he brought a get from Chutz Laaretz, Reb Shimon Bar Abba, and Reb Shua Malevi told him, you don't have to because it's Akash Shalamdu. Mashma, that he holds him the problem of Lishma. Right? You don't have to after Shalamdu because Reb Shimon Bar Abba brought it with somebody else. Remember yesterday's Gemara? Then he brought it to people, and by Beit Treis, Lashchicha, and since it's Akash Shalamdu, you don't need. So it's clear that Rabbi Shulman Levi is the one that held the Shema. And Rabbi Yechon is the one that said the other opinion, which is he doesn't hold of the problem of Lishma, because it was a Machloikas. One said Lishma, and one said Einedim between Lekaimai. One held of Lishma, one did not hold of a problem of Lishma. We proved that it was Rabbi Shulman Levi that held it was a problem of Lishma. By that proof, we are automatically proving that Rabbi Yechon is the one that holds Einedim between Lekaimai. Again, the Gemara yesterday's Gemara said there's a machlokes of Yeshua Malevi and Rabbi Yechanan. One holds the problem is Lishma also, and one holds the problem is only Einei the Mitzurin Lekaima. We don't know who's what. Zok the Gemara, I can figure it out. So I have a story of Rabbi Yeshua Malevi who allowed a get to be given by two messengers without saying B'fanai Nechtav because it was Akash Shalamdu. Mashma, that had been Kaidim Shalamdu, he would have insisted on Befarei Nechtav. Even though Eidim and Suyin Lekaima is not an issue. It's two messengers. So obviously, Rabbi Shulman Levi is the one that says Lishma. If Rabbi Shulman Levi and Rabbi Yechanan are arguing, and we prove Rabbi Shulman Levi is the one that says Lishma, automatically we're proving that Rabbi Yechanan is the one that said Eidim and Suyin Lekaima. Over here, Rabbi Yechanan says two. That's what we want to prove. We have a story. If the reason is Lishma, then we have a contradiction to Rabbi Yechanan. We just proved Rabbi Yechanan all day named him between Lekaimai. Yet he says two.
Why automatically do we think Team Stress is being one of three? Team Stress Alma?
That's the way, exactly. Every Team Stress is on a verse three.
Didn't we have the statement that Kilo Barabana was named Shnai?
Again. See, you're asking after this Gemara. We want to know two or three. The Gemara always had two or three. We never explained why two and why three. We now want to explain that two is because of Lishma and three is because of Kiyum Shtaris. We have two problems. Number one, Avraham Cohen asked before, Rabbi Isle de Rava. So everybody should need three because everybody needs Kiyum Shtaris. Number two is, even if you don't learn that way, the bottom line is you have your Brechen and saying two. And we have before the Brechen held it with Kiyum Shtaris. So you're stuck. You can't say that two is because of Lishma and three is because of Kiyum Shtaris, because your Brechen holds Kiyum Shtaris and he still holds two. But we proved Rabbi Yechonon held Kiyum Shtaris by the Machlokes of Yeshua Belevi and Rabbi Yechonon. And now Rabbi Yechonon said two. So obviously two doesn't mean Lishma. That's what the Gemara is saying. Zok to Gemara, Lotizra, Amad Rabbi Yeshua Belevi, Amad Levesh, begin Lishma. In the Gemara, in the beginning of the Amad, Rabbi Yeshua Belevi is the one that said the reason is Lishma. Rabbi Yechonon is the one that said the reason is Lishma. So Rabbi Yechonon is the one that said the two. Everybody holds you need Kiyum Shtaris. So Kiyum Shtaris needs three. You need three. And for the Gemara. Okay, so now, I'm going to introduce something. There's a Machloikas of a Sectus Kedushin. Daf M. Gimel, I believe it is. There's a Machloikas of a Sectus Kedushin. Where the Shliach Nasa Eid, a person who brings a get, can he be one of the two witnesses that are watching the transfer of the get? He is the one giving the get. He also wants to be a witness on the transfer of the get. So Reuven brings the get. Sorry, we don't use Reuven anymore this year. Even though here we're not saying anything bad, so it can be Reuven.
Yeah.
Reuven brings the get, and he wants to
Thank
give
you,
a
Rabbi.
Delay. He's an agent for somebody in somewhere else. It has to be given in front of two Edom, because it's a Davar Sheba'erva. Can the messenger, who's only a messenger, he is not the husband, he's not really a Baal Davar, he's not involved, he's an outside person who's doing the husband a favor, not really a Baal Davar, he's not the one divorcing this woman, can he be one of the witnesses of the transfer? He witnesses the transfer as he does the transfer. So that's a machloikis in Masechtas Kedushin. We paskin shliach nasa eid. The messenger can be a witness while he's the messenger. That's how we paskin. Shliach nasa eid. Now, that's a fact. That's a given in the Gemara in Kedushin. Again, it's a machloikis in Kedushin. But we are assuming now that shliach is nasa eid, that the shliach can become a witness. Now, the next question is, there is a halacha, that a question, can a witness be a judge? Can the witness testify and then turn around and be a judge? Now, we paskin usually ain't a nazidayat. A witness cannot come in and say, I watched Reuven borrow $200 from Shimon, right, and then turn around and paskin based on his own testimony. You can't. The Torah says, I'm going to pick one of the shittas from Rishayim, v'amdu shnei anashim l'fnei Hashem, whatever the Lashon is, two Edom have to stand in front of a bezin. They can't become the bezin themselves. You can have a person who witnessed something not act as a witness, act as a judge, by mamonos, meaning we were all here, we watched alone. Two of them can testify in front of another three who also watched alone, but they're not witnesses now. They're listening to testimony. They can listen to the testimony even though they watched it themselves. But they cannot be the witness and the judge in the same case, because the pasuk says the two witnesses have to stand in front of them. Has to be a bezin that the witnesses testify. That's how we assume the halacha. We want to make this a machloikas amaroyim. We want to say that maybe here the agent who brings the get can be a witness and then be one of the judges to validate the get. He hears his own testimony, turns his chair around, and now is a bezin that validates the get.
With two others.
So then you only need two. Because he is number three. That's what the Gemara wants to answer. And for the Gemara, Ella the Kula Alma Bein Aid and Maturian Lakaimai. You need Aid and Maturian Lakaimai. Vahaka Bishliach Nasa Aid. Ve'ed nas to dying kamifligi. Just like a shliach can become an aid can also become a dayan. That means this messenger has three roles. He's the messenger, the witness, and the judge. Manda amar, mifnei shnayim, ksav ha-shliach nas ha-eid, ve'eid nas ha-dayin. Manda amar, mifnei gimel, ksav ha-shliach nas ha-eid, ve'eid nas ha-dayin. You can't have both roles. So the Gemara wants to interpret, everybody needs eid and material l'kaimai. Because even if you hold that you need l'shma, you also need eid and material l'kaimai. Question is, can this messenger be part of the bezin that paskins by this messenger's telling us b'fanei nechtam? Can he validate the star both as a witness and then as a judge?
Well, what's he saying? He's saying that b'fanei nechtam.
B'fanei nechtam, and then he can sit down and sign that this get has been validated.
We're in heaven, earth. We allow
that. That's the machlokes.
No. What?
You ask the question, and you want to know where in heaven's earth. I never knew that there's a statement called heaven's earth. Why is it heaven's earth? It's Rabbi Shlom's earth. But whoever's earth it is, the Gemara here is saying we do allow it.
But
how can you make an assumption to something that you never knew before?
No, I learned this before in Yeshiva, but the point is.
So then you know it. So you knew that the Gemara made this
machlokes. Wanted to answer me. The bottom line is. Is this tell me where? What would be the reasoning why we would allow it? No gabedaver.
He's not. Why is he in a gabedaver? What does he have to gain with this?
What do you mean? What does he have to gain by?
Why? Wait a minute. Does a witness gain by testifying? What gain does a witness have? He's a good citizen who wants to tell us what happened. What negias does he have? Why would he lie?
Why? Yep. Maybe he wants this lady out of you.
I don't know why. So why are we accusing him? Honest guy has no negias.
Yeah, I don't know what, whatever it is. People do crazy things.
They sent two shliach.
This is the case of one shliach.
But if they sent two, then they would only need one other person.
Correct. That's what this Maldiyama would hold. But we're talking about what? So we said you need two other people. See, you're making, the problem here is, and Rabbi Raman, I have no time on you because everybody's the same way. In your mind, you made an assumption. And therefore, you can't understand how anybody can disagree with that assumption.
We're playing two hats over here.
So what's wrong with wearing two hats? It's cold outside, you put on two hats.
He's positing that his Avis was good. So he's really being paskin on himself.
But there's no reason not for him to paskin. Where does it say you can't be both? You know, if you hold you can't, it's exeris hakasav. V'amdu shnei anashim l'fnei Hashem. We learned it from a pasuk that you hold einei nasadayin. Why not?
So where's the source that nasadayin? Is there a source for that?
Why would you need a source nasa? You want to know what does that might have to do with the other pasuk? We'll find out momentarily. This is where a pre-assumption is hurting us understanding this Gemara. Because you made a pre-assumption. Because if somebody would have asked you 10 minutes ago, can a guy testify and then be a judge? You would have said, absolutely not. And I would ask you, why not? You would have said, he's negay b'davar, which is exactly what you said.
I would testify for Moshe, why can't they testify together?
Right, because the Torah says you need to aid them. They're not relatives. What's that one?
So there's a custom.
100%. Why else can't my Torah be tested on that? That's the question. It might be, it might not be. We're going to get to it in a second. Not a second, a few minutes.
The person is related to himself. Thing.
And therefore what?
Just like two brothers. If two brothers can't do it, so Koshkin, somebody himself who's the same body, same person, can make a kalachemer like that?
Two brothers mean they're not two witnesses. We can't accept witnesses when they're relatives.
to put a dying onto an Avis, that's okay.
Why not?
A brother.
Why not?
Made in front of a brother.
Halacha not. Halacha not, by the way. No. Dr. Gemara. Man damar b'nei shnayim shav shliach nasein, which everybody agrees to, v'eid nasidayim. Man damar b'nei gimuk shav shliach nasein, but v'eid nasidayim. Frak the Gemara, and I'm not doing Rashi yet because I want to finish the whole piece. Frak the Gemara, v'chaim alam adrabon v'eid nasidayim. The rule is, by every biblical testimony, every testimony that's necessary biblically, the eight can be a dayan. There is a custom for amdu shnei anashim lifnei Hashem. But any rabbinic testimony, which means it's only necessary rabbinically, we allow the eight to be a dayan. That's the halacha. Validating a star is a rabbinic requirement, because maybe the husband will come in kaina. If he never shows up, we would never do anything. Rabbanan were concerned, so they made validation of a star necessary. They were afraid that the husband would come in time. This is a rabbinic fear. For rabbinic testimony, everybody agrees eight not to die. So why would anybody need three? So the Pharisee Gemara in Ksubas, the Gemara says in Ksubas, I believe Chav Aleph in the face, that if two Adam come in, if an eight, two Adam come in to validate a star, they can turn around and be two of the three of the best. Because validation of a star is only rabbinic, and by rabbinic cases, eight not to die. So the Gemara's problem here is, how can you say you need three? Everybody agrees by rabbinic things that eight not to die. And for the Gemara. The Beis Shmuel says, very good, that if the husband is Ma'ar, then you need eight and Midaraisa. But if you do the validation before the husband shows up, it was only rabbinic, and once we did it, the husband can't tie them. You're 100% right. The Beit Shmuel says that if the husband shows up before the validation, then it's a deraisa dika validation. Whereas if the husband shows up after the validation, it's over and done with. And that was only rabbinic requirement. The Beit Shmuel that says that. Done is done, right. Dr. Gemara, you're right. Elo hacha b'hakim iflugi. And basically, I'm going to freak this out. Yeah, let me read inside. A woman can bring a get. A woman can't be a dayan. A woman usually can't be an aid, but here we allowed it because of iguna. Therefore, if we're going to allow the aid to be a dayan here, what happens if a woman shows up? By a regular validation of a star, we don't accept women. So therefore, whatever man came in to testify is a kosher a dayan, so he can be an aid and a dayan. Here, a woman can come in and hand the get over and say, b'fana nechtam. If you can only require two, in this case, you need three, because the woman can't turn around to be a judge. A woman can't be a judge. So therefore, because of that, we want three in all cases. And the other Mandamer says, women don't really bring a judge that often. Why are we making everybody have three when it's not necessary? When a woman comes, we'll have three. Dr. Gemara, Allah, Hakka b'hakim iflagi. The Ma'ar Sabra, Kiva, the Ishik, Sheryl, Havis, Haget, Zimna, the Ma'isla, Itza, a woman will bring it. The Samchala, they'll rely on her. And therefore, it'll be a problem. They'll only have two, and their two is no good. The Idach, Isha Medi, Adaibil, and Samchala. They'll know, and they won't rely. They'll know not to rely on a woman in front of two. So it boils down to very, very simple machlokes. Really, the Shliach can be a Dayan. A woman can't. Are we afraid that people won't cop the difference, or we're not afraid?
Why can't she be a
dayan? A woman is not allowed to be a dayan. A woman is not allowed to be an aide. It's only here because of iguna that we believe her.
So
we don't change that locus of dayan. We only change that locus of aide.
That's exactly what I'm asking.
I don't know. I would think there's a basic svara to it. There's no reason for us to be lenient and let a woman be a dayan. There's other people out here. Aid, she's the one that brings the get. Who's going to tell us b'fana nechtam? They didn't find a man that was willing to go. Three people going to shul and get a third person to be a dayan. It's not necessary to be mekel. Why should we let the woman be one of the three? You can't get three people? Get three people. Go into the shul and pull somebody over. They're here. You'll be the third diet.
Well, that's yesterday's problem. What happened?
Again, I don't. It's mashma from this gemara that you don't need a major dayan.
We're not really been okay with it.
That's what I'm saying. Right. Again, we were made cool to use an aid that's not real aid. Usually, we don't rely on a woman for testimony. So he's asking, we can make the same kula. It's only rabbinic, we can make the same kula and what kind of judge you need.
So,
and the answer is, there's no reason for it.
Einas Dayan is an offshoot of Mishmiguna?
No. It's by every validation of a star. Nothing to do with...
I'm not sure
if
this is my focus, right?
Yeah, no. There's a... Okay. The bottom line is we pass an ain't
it's very nice that we pass like we but there's another side to say it, right? That's not, you can't do it.
I'm not sure if the Gemara Ksubas brings another time.
Oh, really?
By rabbinic things, the Gemara says you can say ain't not to die. See, there's two levels of ain't not to die. One is called ain't hameyed and one is called ain't haraya. An aid that sees it can be a die if he's not testifying, even though he knows the facts before he hears the testimony. Right? We're sitting here, and there's two people here, and Corey borrowed $100 from Rabbi Schutz, and now Rabbi Moshe and Moshe are coming to testify that they watched alone, and so did we. We can be the best, even though we saw the facts before. That's called Eid Haraya. Except by Dini Nefashis, that's a Machlokes, by the way, except by Dini Nefashis, we're there, the Torah says, V'tzilo Eidah, we can't have Beth know the facts before they hear the testimony. Then they won't be able to listen to it and try to save the guy's life. They saw the guy do it. That's the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says that. And the Sanhedrin and Rosh Hashanah. Now there's another question. A guy, that's by Eid Haraya. How about an Eid Hameyan? Can a guy come in and be testify and then turn his chair around and be a Dayan on the very case that he testified? We needed his testimony. So we passed him by Eid HaMeyed. Nobody argues in this. He cannot be a Dayan. You can't be a Dayan and an aid for Pashim Shat, because it says in the Pasuk, V'amdu Shnei Anashim L'Fnei, I forgot the Pasuk, L'Fnei Hashem, I think it was. Two Eidim have to stand in front of a Bezdin. And you can't be both. You can't stand in front of yourself.
By
everything. Except by rabbinic cases, there we paskin eight not to die. But this is a rabbinic case. Every validation of a star is a rabbinic case, unless, as Eitan pointed out, if the husband's here and he signed it beforehand. So therefore, here eight is not to die. Except one of these mandi amrim say, not Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Chanina, we're afraid a woman will come and you'll do the same thing, and by a woman she can't be a dayan. So therefore we don't rely on two, we always want three. And Rabbi Yechon says people know when it's a woman and when it's a man. So it ends up being a very minor machlokes, I mean, no major svaras. The machlokes, are we afraid people will confuse women and men, or we're not afraid that women will confuse the women? By the way, as an aside, because I love this Ran, the Ran says another reason why ain't not to dayan. Because if you're mazim this night, let's say an aide comes in, two aidim come in, and they testify, the Reuven owes Shimon $100. And they become a dayan, and they paskin that Reuven has to pay $100. Then two people come and say, how could you say that Reuven owes Shimon $100? You weren't even there. You were in China that day. So what happens is, they're not a bezin anymore. That means they never testified in front of a bezin, because they became a puzzle of bezin. Not only are they puzzle of Edom, but they also were a puzzle of bezin. So there was no testimony, so they wouldn't have to pay. Eid Zayman pays when Edom testify in front of a bezin. If they are the bezin, and you're being mazin them, you make it that there was no testimony in front of a bezin. Edom has to be Yachol Azimam. Every Edom has to be found Zaymanim. Here you can't find Edom Zaymanim. Because if you find them Zaymanim, they didn't testify. Testimonies in front of a bezin, there was no bezin.
That's why you can't be.
So therefore they can't be. But by rabbinic things, we're not worried about it. That's what Rabbanu is saying. That's the Ran Svara.
You mean to tell me that Adam Zomin is not a problem of Yahal Hazima by Drabunans? I would do a whole Machis.
Only by.
I would do a whole Machis with everybody, and I never heard that.
Yep. Well, good morning. This is what the Gemara is saying. That's why we're here. You know, it's amazing that why we're here is to pick up new knowledge.
Is only by
99% of cases of testimony are biblical testimony. Every loan is a biblical testimony. You're testifying about something we need to know biblically. Reuven says this, Shimon says this, two Adam come and prove it. That's testimony. That's biblical testimony. How many rabbinic testimonies do you know of?
Every
I love to do this. How many rabbinic testimonies do you know that besides Kiyum Shtaros?
No, every Kiyum Shtaros.
Okay, you're right. So by Kiyum Shtaros, we're not afraid of that. You're right.
So you, where we taught Machis, do you ever see anyone say that?
See, my problem is before I taught Machis, I learned Tzubas.
How can you be Mazen a Kiyum Shtaros anyway? I'm saying I recognize these signatures. That's not a date.
That's right. It's very hard to be Mazen that anyway. Correct. What are you going to say? You weren't there? Weren't there what? Well, really, before the next time you can be Muslim. How could you say you were there when they wrote the get? You were in China that day. Theoretically, you could be Muslim then. Rashi. Let's catch up with Rashi. Zuck to Rashi, if they come in nice noah, a lot of Rashi because we learned a lot of Gemara. If they come in nice noah, Zuck to Ashliach, Fishayim Bekiyin, who can betray Sahi to Levi Sadi, with two it's enough that they should be witnesses. For Kiyum Shtaros, you need three. Because I mean, if someone's prepared Shani, the Kiyum Shtaros are Shlosha. Frek the Gemara, but Tizma, the Achihu, you really understand it that way? When the Samina Lal, the Rabbi Shuma Levi, the Amr, Rabbi Shuma, since earlier we said Rabbi Shuma Levi is the one that said Lushma, the Chal, Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Pukta, the Lal, Rabbi Yechon, who argued, Amr, Rabbi Shuma, Kaimai. The Hakas Samina, the Rabbi Yechon, was Amr, Rabbi Shnayim. And here we said Rabbi Yechon is the one that said in front of two. Void, a Rabbi Isli, the Rabbi. The Avilu, the Madam, the Shem, the Kiyin, the Shema, he said, Nami, the Kaimai, the Boy, the Klasa, which you need three. The Shliach Nasa Aid, the Aid Nasa Dayan Kamiflagui. Kaimai. E Amina, Kahekin, the Shliach Nasa Aid, Hakinami Aid Nasa Dayan Kamiflagui. They're not arguing a Shliach Nasa Aid. They're arguing, do we also say Aid Nasa Dayan? Mount Dom Rebbe Zay Shnayim, Shabbat Kehich, the Shliach Nasa Aid, Hakinami Aid Nasa Dayan. Hilkech Mitzar of Badayu, he joins them, Bahavi Klasa. Mount Dom Rebbe Zay Shlaichik, Shabbat Abshu Shliach Nasa Aid, Aid Nasa Dayan. Aid Nasa Dayan. Frek, the Gemara, the Sinai, the Kaimelam, the Rabbanon, Aid Nasa Dayan. Yabbi Kiyim Shtar, Samin the Bixubas, Shlaichik Shiyashu, the Kaim Sashtar. Case was, three people were being Kaim Sashtar, but Kari Yirra Lachemem, and then one of them was not allowed. So now we need Babina Bala Mamad Aid Nasadayan, and the Gemara says, do you say Aid Nasadayan? The Masvinan, we ask the Mishaninan, Hani Mili Beinus Achaydish Daraisa. Right? Two people come and testify they saw the moon, they can't be part of the Beth that says Makudish, because they testified. Abu Drabanan, Aid Nasadayan. So why does the Mandiyam need three? Because Kiva the Ishik Shema, Im Makshur is Mishnayim, if you're going to say it's kosher by two, Zimna the Maisla Isha, a woman will bring it. The Samchin and Allah Lachshure, and will rely on her to be Makshurit, Nami Mishnayim. The Isha Lechazi Lechufa Badai Lechlasa, a woman cannot become a Dayan.
Didn't we have a thing that said,
that a woman should bring her own get to bed, and we called Lashkiach.
Right.
A woman to bring a get, an other woman to bring a get
she
as a messenger.
If she would bring hers, would it be a different halakha?
No. If the only woman that brought a get was the woman herself, then everybody would agree Aid Nasa Dayan. Because the case of a woman bringing her own get is like Shriach. Since other women bring getin, so we have to make a rule that you need three people everywhere.
But all cases.
Again. If a woman brings it, whether it's just her own get or somebody else's get, she cannot be a Dayan.
Correct.
Question is, when men bring it, do we allow the egg to become a Dayan or not? One man the other says, you'll confuse it with the case of a woman. Now, if the only woman that ever brought a get was the woman herself, then everybody agreed you wouldn't confuse it because it's a mosul l'shchicha. But since it's any woman that brings a get,
no, when we learned this originally, I thought the case of lady was the case of she was a shaliach. The Rebbe argues to know it. It's a case where she brought her own.
That wasn't that case.
Yeah, right.
It's a different Gemara. A different Gemara.
No.
I'm sorry.
Only in the case where
no, she's saying before an eftim, but she has to say it in front of a bezin. She's validating the get. A woman arrives from Cairo to Yerushalayim with a get for somebody as a messenger.
I thought Kim Staros was only if she forgot to say it.
No, Kim Staros by Edom is if she forgot to say it. But before an eftim is a Kim Staros. That's what she's doing. We allowed her to do the Kiyam Staris even though she's only one aid because of Iguna. So in actuality, she is doing Kiyam Staris.
She can't be
their
judge because she's a woman.
Right. Okay, let's go a little biker. Tanya Kavata, Rabbi Yechanan. We have a riot like Rabbi Yechanan. I may be getting them Dina Sayam. He gave it to her, and he didn't say b'fananechta. That's a big no-no. We make him divorce, make her divorce her second husband, because once the rabbanon made a takana that you need b'fananechta, it is a get pasul with rabbanon, and therefore, if she gets married, we break up the marriage. Not only that, but if she had children from the second marriage, they're rabbinic mamzerim. Not biblical mamzerim. They're rabbinic mamzerim.
What does it mean, the way Omar alone?
He didn't say to her, he's giving it to the woman, and he didn't say, b'fananechtem, b'fananechtem.
He gave it
b'fananechtem? He gave it in front of, well, he didn't, he gave it, he has to give the get b'fananechtem.
They didn't question, they stopped.
This is what happened. You know, this is called a kasha namaisa. He gave the woman the get in front of two Adam and didn't say before an after before an after. She went ahead and got married. So her mayor says, sorry lady, we're going to break up your marriage. Not only that, if you had children from your second husband, they are rabbinic mamzerim. They are not biblical mamzerim because biblically this was 100% kosher.
What's the mamzerim?
A rabbinic mamzer cannot marry a biblical one. A biblical one can't marry a rabbinic one. They can marry their own kind. But Chachamim by Imrim, you know, I guess, this is my guess, there are less rabbinic mamzerim around than biblical mamzerim around. But Chachamim by Imrim, ain't avlad mamzer. We don't make the kid a mamzer, period. You break up the marriage, but you don't make the kid a mamzer. Now, I'm going to learn, this is Machlokes Rishayim, how to learn the next line. I'm picking one of the Rishayim. There are other Rishayim that disagree. I just want to be honest. Ketzed yasa. So what do you do now? The get was handed over. This woman got married or didn't get married. What do you do now? And there are no Adam to validate this get. What do you do? The shliach didn't say b'fananechtem. Not because he doesn't know b'fananechtem. He didn't do it. B'fananechtem has to be given at the time of the sina. When he gives her the get. Now he didn't say it.
Before we argue.
Who argues? That's what Mayer's opinion.
Oh, that's not.
No, Chacham don't agree to that.
Oh, I thought when Rashi brought it down, I thought
everybody.
Yeah.
No, it's only with Mayer.
People can come and say, I recognize the signatures.
That's fine.
And they can come a year later.
That's fine.
And
that's what we had earlier.
Right, she got married in between.
Again, when they come and rectify, and they testify the signatures, it'll be a good get. And we don't do anything to her.
And the children,
they're not mamzerim. Again, I'm learning, like, yeah, everybody agrees to that part. They're not mamzerim. Our problem is we have nobody else to testify. This woman either got married or didn't get married. She got a get. The front-end actor was not set at the time of the giving of the get. What does this lady do now? Either she got married and she doesn't want to break the marriage up, or she didn't get married yet, but she doesn't want to be stuck without getting married. What solution can we offer her?
We say side of the mayor, side of the table.
Yeah.
So she never got a get.
Again, rabbinically.
She got a get.
So Ketze Gassa, what do we do? So the solution is, Yitlano Mimenu, the Yagzim Yitlano Lobif Neshnayim, now, what we need now from this is the word Bifnei Shnayim. That's why we brought this in. To show, like Rabbi Eichelin, that all you need is two people. But we are Mechadish now, a new halacha. And that is, even though she got divorced biblically, you take the get back from her. You re-give it to her, and the Shliach can say, now, Bifnei Nechtem, as he re-gives it to her. And now she's good to go. She can stay married. Her kid's not a mamzer. She can get married. It was said b'shas nesina. We need it to be said b'shas nesina.
She can stay married?
She can stay married.
Before the second giving?
Yes. No, wait a minute. After the second giving.
Okay. So it doesn't work retroactively.
Well, we don't break up the marriage if he does it. I mean, it's a solution not to break up the marriage.
Is there a new
kedushin? No. He's biblically married to her.
Rabbanu, he doesn't have to do anything.
Pashtus not. See, this is a big, because Chazainish has a big problem with this Gemara. Is she divorced? Is she not divorced? If she's not divorced, then how can we let the Kedushin stay? If she is divorced, so exactly what are we doing? Playing a game? Giving it a second time? So the Chazainish learned that when you do it the second time, it makes the first time effective. Rabbanu say, if you redo it, it'll make the first one kosher. That's how the Chazanish understands it. It's a little bit difficult. Uh-huh. He says, Rabbanu needed b'shas nesina. So they're saying this get is puzzle. The get wasn't given rabbinically. But when you give it now rabbinically, it doesn't work from now and on, because then you would need a new kedushin, and the kids from before would be mamzerim. But you give it now with rabbinic, Rabbanu say, we'll let the first one kick in. And therefore she is divorced retroactively. That's how the Chazanish explains this Gemara. It's a little bit difficult, but the other options are also difficult. If it works just now, so then she needs new Kedushin, and the kids are Mandarim. If it worked before, so then what are you playing this game, the charade of taking it and putting it, you know, what are you doing, your game? Hand it again? It's done already. That's the Chazanish. It's not done. But when you do it now, retroactively it becomes a get.
Is also for a mayor?
This is the Machlokes Rishonim, and that's why I said I'm picking sides. Yes.
Does it have to be the same
Shalia? He's the only one that can say, put an echtem.
He was
the appointed Shalia by the husband or not? I'm sorry? Well, in those days they didn't. Now we do. You're right, if the get's cut, we got a problem. Frekti Gemara, for a man, you make the kid a mamzer? Says the Gemara in, Remeir Latamei, the Amar of Hamnuna Mishmei the Ula, Aymohai Remeir, Kamashanami Magbein, Shatabu Chachama Begitten, Yoitzi Vavad Mamzer. Here it is, Rabbi Cohn, that's Remeir Shita.
Yeah, I have to go to Rashi
until you can work. Well, you weren't supposed to know that, meaning that you hadn't gotten there yet. That's tight on you. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Yaitzi Mishinasa gets there. Mishim Doyama, Yaitzi bit me, I get kosher who. In front of Nichtav, it was written in front of him. Mishim Doyama, Havi Avlad Mamzer? It's not like we didn't meet the Rabbanah requirements. We did, he just didn't say it. Dr. Why, yes, if the Rabbanah required him to say it, The kid's a mamzer. That's Rameir's opinion. The Rabbanan argue. They say the kid's not a mamzer. Tysus has a shiloh. Tysus has two shilohs. The one he doesn't have a shiloh, the other is a shiloh. Tysus says that b'shas nesina doesn't have to be b'shas nesina. It can be tech de dibur. It can be immediately after the nesina. He can hand it to her and say before an Ektum, before an Ektum. He doesn't have to say before an Ektum, before an Ektum as he hands it to her. He can say that right after he hands it to her. Now, how about if they're still talking about the divorce? It's called Asukim Ba'isa Inyan. Is that good enough? So Tyson's a Mesupik. The guy hands the woman the get, and they're sitting there and conversing about the get, and your husband, you know, they're still discussing it. Oh, Bafana Nechtam, Bafana Nechtam. Now, it's not Tyson Edibur, but it's while they're still discussing the subject. It's not like they finished discussing it. So Tyson's is Mesupik if that works. He also has a Suffolk. What if you say it before you hand it to her? I want you fellas to know, Bafana Nechtam, Bafana Nechtam.
Supposed to
do a b'shas nesina, or right before. But that's a shaila. Because the debra of nesina is called b'shas nesina. You have to say b'shas nesina.
When is the nesina in today?
When he hands it to her.
When we send it with Federal Express, we don't have it.
Again, it's actually especially bezin on the b'shas nesina.
Then we don't need it. Oh, that's nesina then.
That's yeah, nesina? That's the nesina. Federal Express is not the nesina.
The nesina is done in where in the originating.
No.
When
the shliach in the receiving city,
yeah,
has to say shliach bezanani.
That's in lieu of.
That's instead of a
varenechta.
Oh, okay. Isn't that also if he doesn't say shliach
bezanani, then
actually
I don't know. I don't know.
Before Beis Din told him, stay there and give it to her. What's the
protein?
You do it if you wait to
Beis Din. I know, Taisa says, Vakayim Nesina Mesapkilari. I saw a Shaila Dachrayim, is the Rima Supik Taikhde Dibur, or is he Mesupik if you send it 5 minutes before you gave it to her? So if you learn the second way, then it's okay. Meaning, can you come in and say, Bezin Rabbi Sai, before I nectum, before I nectum? Then 5 minutes later, give her it again. Is that good enough? Or do you have to give it to her? Say it as you give it to her, or right before. That's how some learn. If you learn that way, so then your question is not a question. You can do it. We say it right before he puts the ring on her finger.
Yeah, but
the rabbi
tells him to say it. So too, the
basin
says, okay, you now give it to her.
So I said, if you hold it, the subject of Titus is not Titus, so then you're right. They would say it and hand it to her. That's what they would say.
I thought you said that.
Topic after Tachkadei Dibur. Taita says like this. After you give it a get, Tachkadei Dibur, for sure you can say it.
Even after.
Right. After. After Tachkadei Dibur, he's Mesupik. If they're discussing it, then he also has another Safik, Kaidem Nesina. Second Safik. That's the shot again. That's the best way to understand it. It makes more sense that way. Correct.
There's a couple of questions they ask. Well, that also takes time. And she says yes.
Wait.
When does he do that?
Before the next time they ask him, was it Lishma? I read that. It'd be right before. Lachaira.
That's part of the.
They might ask him that after he's already given it to her.
I don't know. I honestly don't know the answer to that question. Maybe. Meaning he gave it to him, and now we're just asking him to explain himself.
So what are we proving that he just does it now with Nishtai?
Because if the price has said, give it in front of Nishtai, that means you don't need three.
You don't need three? And he can't say this is the one that holds the Eni?
This is the one that holds Eni, not the Nishtai. We're proving Rabbi Yechonon right.
So one of them is this guy, even after the fact.
He's still being an aid in a diet.
So we're not concerned about a woman anymore.
That was a machloikis, should be asking Rav Chanina. One was, one wasn't. We're proving from this price like the one that wasn't. That's why we say Tanya Kavas is Rav Yechonon. So machloikis, should be asking Rav Chanina. We're bringing a price in like Rav Yechonon.
And you can't say that once it was given once, we don't need three anymore?
No. 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 No, but the Gemara doesn't entertain that.
Well, we're all, this case here is only in a case where it's the person was a man.
Again, yeah.
Why?
A woman can't be one of the three.
Then for sure you need three.
Then for sure you need three.
If it says the fun enough, that doesn't have to be
Lishma. Come on, call it Kishu Shainu. He says before an ektum, before an ektum, a bezin doesn't say it wasn't lishma.
Well, what's the meaning
according
to
Rebbeir,
you mean?
According to Rabbanan,
is that he didn't
Oh.
He didn't mess it up. It's bezin.